Simon & Schuster Audio presents Midnight at the Bright Ideas Bookstore, a novel by Matthew Sullivan, read by Madeline Mabee.
All words are masks, and the lovelier they are, the more they are meant to conceal. Stephen Milhauser, August Eschenberg. As always, we take up again where we left off. This is where I belong after all. Walker Percy, The Moviegoer. Chapter 1. Lydia heard the distant flap of paper wings as the first book fell from its shelf. She glanced up from the register, head tilted, and imagined that a sparrow had flown through an open window again and was circling the store's airy upper floors, trying to find its way out. A few seconds later, another book fell. This time it thudded more than flapped, and she was sure it wasn't a bird. It was just past midnight, the bookstore was closing, and the final customers were checking out. Lydia was alone at the register, scanning a stack of paperback parenting books being bought by a teenage girl with pitted cheeks and peeling lips. The girl paid in cash, and Lydia smiled at her but didn't say anything, didn't ask what the girl was doing alone at a bookstore this late on a Friday night, didn't ask when she was due. When the girl got her change, she met Lydia's eyes for a moment, then rushed out without any bookmarks. Another book fell, definitely somewhere upstairs. One of Lydia's comrades, a balding guy named Ernest who walked like a muppet,